Welcome to the ShadowNet, everyone. I'm Phil, aka Xeroth Maxima, Threat Level Alpha. I've been told it's gonna get out of hand, so yeah, this is your warning, bad words. My extra special guest today, the foremost critic in the academic discipline of criticizing the MWL, it's Eric Kielbeck.
I pride myself on being a foremost scholar in my field, you know.
I think you've earned it at this point.
Someone's got to be the voice of reason.
Of reason, yes.
Of reason.
For those of us not in the loop, can you just give a brief rundown of what's happened in the last couple of days?
Well, they released a new MWL.
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah, it's changes, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the reason we're recording an episode is because they released an MWL, and it's a pretty big shakeup. I haven't been playing a lot of... I've been playing sort of like a decent amount of Netrunner, mostly with my friends. I won a tournament in the meanwhile. I don't think you've been playing that much, have you?
Here and there. I mean, half the time. I'm oracling for Brandon, I would say.
So you get through osmosis.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have to put much thinking into it other than arguing with him.
Yeah. I've been playing. I've been playing with the Canadians a lot. I'm moving to Vancouver in August.
That's
we start
exciting.
Law school in September, so I'm excited.
Cool.
You know, this is going to be a weird episode because, like, we're actually just going to talk about Netrunner.
Yeah, I'm a little anxious. I'm a little anxious. Usually we just not talk about Netrunner.
We got to talk about this ban list. I think we start by reading. I'm going to sort of do a quick read of the changes.
Please do. I don't think I've internalized this.
Because I don't want to put words in the ban list committee's mouth. So on Saturday, they dropped the new ban list, okay?
Uh-huh.
Articles on Nisei.net. This is going to be effective on the 19th of June. 6 cards were banned. All corp cards.
Yeah.
I'll paraphrase. At the top, they said, it's obvious that we felt that the balance between the runner and the corp needed some adjustment in order to give runners some options. There are some further observations and wider theory at the bottom, but the card-by-card breakdown is as follows. So they banned Slot Machine and Engram Flush. Mm-hmm. They basically said, okay, this is the start of a project to sort of bring down the overall power level of Ice and Icebreakers in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2017, there's been power creep in the ice that's been published.
Very vocal about this in their designs, that ice has gotten out of hand. You know, you can't really afford to face checks that much stuff anymore. So I see this as a move in that same direction, right?
Yeah, and one of the things they said is that these ice have a problem. Engram and Slot have a problem, which is like this snap res problem, which is like Slot Machine especially, it's so expensive to break, the subs almost always fire.
It's never and a bad res, yeah.
Never a bad res. You always want to res it. Like, Engram Flush is kind of the same thing. It's $2, and making the core runner, like, discard, you get to pick two events out of the hand, or pick two programs, or whatever. It's just very good.
Mm-hmm.
Those are both 5-strength code gates. There's not a lot of very efficient ways to break these code gates, and they res for so cheap.
Yeah.
So, they basically were like, we want to bring the power level of ice down in the game. These cards aren't going to rotate out for a very long time, so we're going to ban them ahead of time. And we're doing this in discussion with other departments in Nisei, design and development, publicly and internally, they say.
Okay.
And so, yeah, Engram and Slot Machine are banned. Fairchild 3. They banned Fairchild 3. They said this escaped the initial wave of bans. I'm guessing initial wave of bans they mean in testing, but I don't know what initial wave of bans means in this context. What earned it a spot on the list is the fact that it solely features in HB decks, which are currently at the top of the meta. And this update is not expected to change that. A minor hit to these decks should improve the diversity of the game. So they're like, well, this is probably in the long view going to be on our sort of like ice that's too good. And then also HB is really good right now. So it's fine to do this now rather than later.
Yeah. It's been restricted before, I think, right?
It was restricted. Yeah. It was restricted for a good section of the game. Game Changer was banned. So basically they're like, Spombo is one of the best corp decks. We don't think that runners can have the opportunity cost to play the counter tech in their deck.
Yeah.
Like we thought we would, because they'd said at the last MWL, basically, like, we didn't ban Game Changer, but it's on our sort of watch list.
Yeah, they were watching it.
Yeah, and I think they basically were like, okay, we're going to ban Game Changer.
Is anyone crying for Game Changer, do you think?
No, but I do think that, I mean, I'll get into the sort of the meat and potato discussion of it later, because I do want
to
cover...
Oh, okay. This is just a brief overview. We'll get to, yeah, the tiers
yeah,
later.
I do think that this sort of is addressing the symptom and not the problem.
I can see that. Okay, but tearjerker next in the list here for me personally.
Mass Common, Government Takeover, are both bad.
Oh,
so Government Takeover, they're basically like this. It's Red Planet Courier's Government Takeover deck.
Not that I've been playing those recently, but I've been playing those for years. Good times. It's sad to see them go, but you know, I could see how they're a little bit much right now.
So they basically were like, okay, in this deck, we don't want to ban Red Planet Couriers because we feel like the Red Planet Couriers can be like a tool in a deck, in a fringe deck, but the Government Takeover is like problematic. The agenda suite in the deck is 3 Atlas, 2 GFIs, and a Government Takeover.
Right.
So it's 6 agendas. Six agendas, and if you don't steal a Government Takeover, you have to steal 4 of the other remaining 5.
Of the 6, yeah. Yeah, that's
Not even that. Yeah, it's like, you have to steal 4 of the 6, but like, really, if you don't have the Government Takeover, you have to steal 4 of the 5.
Of the 5, like, yeah. Tough problem.
You have to steal 80% of the agendas in the runner's deck, a corpse deck, essentially, or hit a Government Takeover.
Oof.
Then they felt that the deck had exposed mass commercialization because with Built to Last, it's a too powerful uninteractive economic package. Res all these ice.
And you're already getting econ money. Advancing yeah, shit, yeah. And now you're just getting more econ on top of it. I kind of get where they're coming from, but I mean, think of Builder of Nations. So sad right now. Who will think of Builder of Nations?
And then they have a section called What We Didn't Ban. So basically this, I think I interpreted this as like, these are on the watch list.
Yeah.
But like, they didn't formally, so they had a watch list last time, they don't have a watch list this time, but I took this section to kind of be like, things we are thinking about.
Yeah.
So they said that Asa and Precision Designer are in the lead of the pack of court decks.
Mm-hmm.
They considered, these were bans they considered, Fully Operational, Rashida Jaheim, Vanilla, and Cyberdeck Sandbox were all considered. They feel that Sandbox is a card that needs to be addressed soon because of the pot. I don't know why they... Sandbox in particular, this better card needs to be addressed soon. They say, basically, when we try... I think what they're saying is when we ban this, there's, like, problems. Because, like...
Viruses
it's one of the
get
best antiviruses cards. Yeah. The viruses get out of hand.
And they just printed a bunch of really good viruses, so...
Yeah. And then just, like, we couldn't figure it out. So we also considered a ban on Amakua.
I'm down for it.
We're just going to keep the status quo. We hope they basically say the Government Takeover combo deck's dead. The Game Changer combo deck's dead.
Yeah.
We're hoping Runner can sort of focus in on the HB decks that are leading the pack.
So they're just enforcing a meta here of play HB.
Yeah. And then they say at the end that guy patching, this is his last MWL with the SBL with the committee, and they're recruiting new members.
Oh, that's exciting. Are you eyeing up a position?
I don't know. Complicated. So 6 corp cards were banned.
Yeah. No runner cards.
No runner cards.
Did you feel like the corps were that far ahead of the runners right now?
No, I did think the corps were ahead, but I don't think they were that far ahead.
Yeah.
I do think that the meta... I think I was talking to Ian, Adumbrick. He said something to me which I think was insightful, which was like, there's no tier 2 decks. And I kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
It feels like if you're not doing like the really optimized thing, you just get fucking blasted.
I think so.
And so like, I do think that like, for example, on the runner side, if you're not Reg 419 and or Apoc Anarch, I personally think it's Apoc Lu, but like Apoc Anarch,
yeah,
right? You're going to get fucking blasted by these corp decks, by PD or by Spombo or by like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do think in some sense that like within like the microcosm of like the very top echelon of decks, I actually think it was pretty like close. Like I think it was corp favored, but it was like close, not like so much that I think like corps were like problematic winning like a lot.
Yeah.
But I do think that if you weren't in that top echelon, like it was an impossible mountain to climb because like PD is like precision design, which like is just, I'm talking about like the generic rush style precision design, right? We've all played on it against it on Draenet. It's like running seamless launch and all the positive tempo agendas.
Yep.
If you're not a very good runner, that deck just wipes the floor with you.
Yeah, it just scores out just before you get anything done.
Yeah, it just wipes the floor with you. So yep.
Let me just say, though, wait. Scoring out, that's a wholesome win condition.
Well, like, this is the thing about the PD deck that I find interesting. A lot of people, like, I don't want to say the term dislike it, but I, like, think it's too good or, like, frustrated with it or dislike it. Like,
yeah.
It's not really clear to me. Like, I think there's, like, a good amount of people who are, like, saw this list and were like, I really thought they would hit Seamless Launch, or I really thought they would hit Cyberdeck Virus Suite, a Cyberdeck Sandbox or whatever, or Offworld Office.
Yeah, the tempo positive agendas that like, a lot of people are griping over.
In some sense, it's like, to me, I just don't understand it, because it's like, isn't this the deck that people want to be good?
Yeah, it's a fun deck to play.
Like, isn't that, like, but, like, isn't this deck being the best deck in the meta, like, the goal? Like, people's goals. Like what, you know, it's just, like, it seems to me like, something's gonna always be really good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to be rude when I say, but this is kind of, like, the fucking, like, sort of JNet casual special of, like, mid-range Glacier deck that rushes out.
Yeah, I think it's nicer to play against that than, like, CTM that you're grinding against for, like, a half hour, and then you fuck up and you lose. I mean,
yeah,
I'd rather play this one. Yeah.
Well, I just think it's like, I don't like, I mean, personally, I would rather play against CTM. I don't like the PD deck at all, but I just think in the sort of discourse, like, people want to play the PD deck.
I think so. Like, I think the PD deck is desired in some sense. It's a very good representation of what the game is.
I was surprised that there were not runner bans in concert with these court bans to temper the court bans.
Which runner bans would you have expected?
I would have expected Laborites.
Okay. Yeah. Just a little bit recursion knockdown and like, a couple packs. Well, like,
it would hurt the max deck a lot, the virus max deck a lot. And it would hurt the Apoc decks because they can't play Apoc over and over again.
Now. Right.
Which is, like, I think a big thing they do, which is they fucking Apoc you, like, four times a game or something. And they can Apoc you, like, three times and only run two copies of Apoc, which is a big deal.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
Some of these choices that they chose for bans are fucking ridiculous.
I mean, I get the ice. The ice is all face-checky stuff that sucks, that's cheap to res.
But yeah, but, like, why now?
Yeah, I don't know. Because like, I think why? They just thought, hey, corps are a little bit good. Let's just take
but
away some
the
of their, like,
playing
these,
but not
cheapest
the corps
toys.
That are playing these ice.
Well, that's the thing that I don't
like,
get.
I don't,
like,
like, the thing I don't understand is, it's like, listen, Jinteki fucking doesn't have a deck, basically. Like, Palana is not good. It's not good versus 4-9. It's not good versus Apoc Anarch. It's not good versus Bios Max, right? All the Jinteki damage cards have been banned or rotated because On and Profit rotated.
I don't know. I've been losing to PE, but
sure, but like the PE, but it's just like, you know, like, they don't have a fucking deck. Jinteki doesn't have a deck right now.
Yeah.
And then they go to them and be like, hey, listen, we're going to take away your best, arguably one of the best cards in your faction right now.
I don't get it. And then they say HB's the best. And, like, what hurts H? Like, were they
like
even running Fairchild 3?
I think PD is running, maybe, like, one or two Fairchilds. Yeah. And maybe Ace is running one or two Fairchilds. But, like, you can play Ansel and it's not awful.
It's super replaceable, yeah.
Super replaceable. You have Bran also, which is worse. But, like, I mean, it's not, like, there are a lot of sort of, like, tier 2 and tier 3 NBN decks that, like, struggle versus 4-9 and Apoc Anarch.
Yeah.
And losing Slot Machine is a big blow. Like CTM losing Slot Machine is bad, very bad for CTM. It's very bad for any sort of Reality Plus deck.
It's Slot Machine had it coming, though. Like, it's everywhere, it's cheap, it's, yeah.
I don't disagree.
I know what you're saying.
I agree that these ice are bad for the game, but, like, I don't think anyone was like, oh yeah, the previous meta, like, the meta being, like, between System Gateway's release and now, this ban list update. Was like the pinnacle of standard balance. I don't think Nisei would admit that it was the pinnacle of standard balance, you know? And so to go into like a meta that I think a lot of people are like, well, this is like got some problems, and be like, hey, these corps that are struggling are like, we're gonna fucking take the best ice away at a time like this, when like you could have just done it at the start of the next rotation. Are you telling me that like somehow Gateway can only truly function in a world without Slot Machine and Engram Flush? Or I could believe it maybe with like the next set. Because it's like the new, they say future sets will have ice that are sort of designed at a lower power level. And it's like, you don't want, like, if I can understand how, like, the next set comes out and you look at every Jinteki ice and you're like, why would I play these over Engram Flush? It's like, I can empathize with that. But then you should ban Engram Flush when that set comes out. You shouldn't be like, okay, we're in the middle of this, like, weird transitionary meta where, like, we had a rotation that where corpse, like, everyone lost a lot of good cards and Gateway doesn't fit into a lot of archetypes.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you supposed to play instead of Engram Flush? Diviner? You know what I mean?
Even like, it just doesn't make that's a joke.
And it's just, in some sense, it's like part of this thing is to bring down the power of ice and icebreakers, but no icebreakers were talked about a band.
Yeah, that. So not having like, anything on the runner side here, it is quite puzzling to me. Like, I think one that was thrown around a bit is like, do you ban Epoch?
I don't think you should ban Epoch.
I mean, it's like one of the pivotal cards in the meta right now that all corps have to like watch out for. Is there answers for it? Sure, yeah. You've got, you know, your hot boys that could take care of it. You got some more classical counters in.
I think the problem with the Apoc is like you can survive one, but then when they laborites in like Apoc liberated and just click liberated at you while you like try to build up a board state, like what's the problem there? Apoc or laborites?
It could be both.
I think it's the same thing with it's just like being able to go like, okay, the game's slowing down, I'm gonna put two more liberated back in my deck and draw them, and play and an Apoc, and Apoc you again, and after cut these liberateds down, is, like, a hard thing for many corps to deal with, especially, like, even if you, like, you hold, like, this is why the PD deck, for example, gets fucking torn apart by Apoc. Because you just liberate in after you draw your deck out.
Right, yeah. Hmm.
And the game slows down after the first Apoc. So it just, in some sense, I think, like, banning Apoc is, like, not good, because Apoc is, like, a pressure release valve on a lot of different strategies.
I just feel like it's so good against basically everything.
I think it's really good against everything because, in part, labor rights.
Wasn't labor rights, like, restricted?
It was banned for a while. Yeah, like, restricted for a while, which was essentially a song.
Epoch was still good.
Yeah, but I think the Epoch was good. Yeah, but it also had DDoS. Mm. And also, it wasn't even, like, that. It's not as prevalent now. I think one of the reasons it's prevalent is because runners don't have, like, a lot of tools to disrupt the court right now. Sort of ways to win the game besides value. Because it's like basically your 419 or your Apoc, right? Like those are the two options. Or your Virus Max, which is like doing the conduit thing.
Yeah. But that's fine.
It is fun. But I think also like in some sense the Max deck is constricting. Like people want to see Sandbox banned, but it can't be banned because of Virus Max.
But if
you banned Labor Rights, you would also solve that problem because like
then Max has no recursion. And
Max has no recursion, and the deck falls apart. Because the whole deck is about getting to the bottom of your deck and then rebirthing into Omar and then being like, okay, I'm fucking going Super Saiyan.
Yeah. And it works sometimes. I just don't know what to say about this. Like, I get where they're going with the ice. I get the mass comm, government takeover, their whole argument about...
Well, let's talk... We can go one by one. I mean, like, Fetch Out 3, I think it's a shame that it's been banned.
Why now? Yeah, like you said, for other stuff, like, it wasn't really helping the highest tier decks all that much.
It's just like, I understand that, like, maybe in the fucking, like, utopian view of Netrunner that Fairchild 3 doesn't exist. But,
even
like,
then,
we're in the fucking dark times. Like, it's not, like, you know, like, now's not the time to be, like, doing, like, theory-perfect views of Netrunner and, like, fucking the meta up in weird ways to, like, suit those views, you know?
This was tested, though, right? This meta gets tested.
Mm-hmm.
There's gotta be some advantage over the previous meta to implement this. No?
I mean, I don't think so. Like, I don't understand why they would do this.
Me neither. But I've never tested, I'm missing something.
The game changer, like the thing that boggles my mind is like the game changer ban is like they had two sort of, in my opinion, for the SBL, for this SBL, they had two like sort of easy gimmies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spombo was a problem, had to be dealt with it some way. The Built to Last deck is like, listen, I don't fucking think the Built to Last deck was that good. I'll just say it. I think that it was played by a very good group of players who made it public, and then like the deck fucking folds to Apoc and it folds to a Shaper deck that has the tech for it, but people are like, oh, I can't beat it with like Reg Anarch or Reg 419, so it's a war crime as a deck or whatever. Fucking, I'd rather call for a ban than like play cards that beat it, is basically like how I feel about the Built Last. And people just called for bans and ended up getting banned.
Yeah, you know? MassCom, like, I played a lot in the past, and like, yeah, the big weaknesses to me was actually Freedom, because he would just trash it for free, right?
I do think, like, the fact that the government, the fact that the Built to Last deck got banned this way is just, like, I think listening to the community is good but it also breeds an expectation that it also breeds expectations.
That and I think there listen.
Were a lot of yeah, and I think there were a lot of people who were like, instead of like changing the deck I'm playing or the play style to beat this deck, they were like, I'm just gonna complain about it and get it and like ask for bans.
Okay, serious question. Where do these people complain about this stuff? Because I've been yelling ban Val into Slack for years. Nothing.
Well,
yet.
Slack and GLC.
I should yell more.
I mean, I just think that in some sense, and also like it's like osmosis, right? Like if like you're a friend of a tester and you talk to a tester all the time about how you fucking hate Red Plant Curries and think it should be banned, it like it's osmosis.
I could see that. Like they're gonna look into the things that people are complaining yeah. about, and I don't think and that's it's like, a bad thing, right?
No, I just think it's like frustrating because it's like I wish people like in the FFG era, it was like, okay, bans happen once a year, and like you're lucky if they fucking know what's going on. So you really just have to figure out how to beat the decks that are good.
Yeah.
In this case, it's like people were like, "Nah, fuck it, we're gonna complain for a ban." When I feel like there were a lot of tools in the meta to like deal with this government takeover deck and beat it, and like also the play rate in my view just wasn't there.
Yeah, you'd like, see it a little bit, but it wasn't. The huge like problem that like this double ban warrants, in my opinion.
Like the Spombo thing is like Spombo was like good and popular, and like there weren't good answers for it. So like I'm fine banning it out. Like I understand the government takeover thing. It's just like it just feels like anytime there's like a quote unquote toxic deck, people are like I want to see it banned instead of like how do I change my play to beat this deck. And then somehow the community also turns around and complains about PD being fucking bad for like unhealthy because it's so good. Like, I don't understand. There's no consistency.
No, but I get the, you know, there's this ideal where maybe not all decks are the same power level, but you have a field of, you know, 4, 5, 8 good decks that can all compete in different ways. And I think that's
an abject fantasy, though.
But I mean, people could strive for that, and I think maybe kind of what they're aiming for. Except they're not, because then they say hey, play PD.
Well, I do. It's just like also in some sense, like the thing, like this ban list is basically saying, hey, listen, are you trying to be a corp that doesn't just fucking put a Jensen remote and score them? Fuck you, play our game. That's what this ban list says, right? It says like if you're trying to do something that isn't score agendas out of remotes, go fuck yourself. And I think that's a very narrow view of Netrunner, you know? And it's just disappointing in some sense. Like, okay, I don't think the Built to Last deck needed to be banned out in any way, for what it's worth. But let's even take for argument's sake that it did have to.
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck wouldn't you just ban Red Planet Couriers?
And they say like, this. They're like we're looking at Red Planet Couriers or Government Takeover. We ban Government Takeover over Red Planet. There's no other use case for Red Planet Couriers. Yeah, having a million token. Like,
let people play their meme card. Let people play their meme card.
But Government Takeover is a much better meme. I don't know.
It's like, I don't understand. Like, I feel like we're in this, like this is whack-a-mole, right? This is just whack-a-mole. This is like, we're just going to go from room to room putting out fires and have no, like, long-term vision here. It's what this sort of ban feels like. Because it's like, could you fucking imagine if 2 years ago, it'd been like, oh yeah, we're going to ban Government Takeover with a straight face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, I would have been mad because I was playing Government Takeover.
But it's just like absurd to me. Like, it's like, I just feel like we're sort of like in the swamp of like whack-a-mole. And so this seems normal, but like, this isn't normal. Like, this is absurd, you know?
And the size of the ban list, I think, kind of speaks to that. Like, scroll down to the bottom here and like, it's getting long. It's getting long down there.
Every ban list is like, okay, we have to find the best corps or like decks, runners or whatever.
Yeah.
Take a few cards out of them and cards never fucking come off. Why is Encore banned?
I don't know. That's a fun card.
No one can explain it. It's not like fucking Hyperdriver rotated. No one can explain why Encore is banned.
They're scared of Shaper. That's what it is.
Why is fucking...
It's
why
kind of galling still banned? Because, you know, like when FFG died, basically, the thought was we are rebuilding the MWL from the ground up. No, you know, no hindsight. This is going to be the Wild West. It's going to be great, which, yeah, like, what? Yeah, Encore. Yeah, that could come off, I think. A lot of the corp ones, they earn their place. This is kind of the problem.
Why is Clone Suffrage Movement banned?
clone suffrage movement is too fun to exist.
If APOC is so good, why the fuck wouldn't you unban Kakugo? Like historically, Jinteki with Kakugo is like the answer to APOC, right?
Yeah.
If you have such a fucking massive APOC problem, why is Kakugo still bad?
They're really scared of that damage deck, the PE 1000 cuts, and it's never, you know, there's been some negative play experience there, and I get banning for that, which is maybe why it was banned in the first place. But yeah, at some point, they do have tools to shift power levels. Like you said, like, yeah, maybe, oh, where the fuck is it? Why can't, my eyes don't work tonight, Eric. It's not on this list. That's what happened. Engram Flush. You could take that out and put back.
It just got added.
Yeah.
I do think, like, the mass conflict, like, it just, like, why did fucking MassCom and Government Takeover die for Red Planet Courier Sins? I don't even think the deck needs to be banned out. But it's like...
Or ban one of the two, and, you know, you've slowed the deck down significantly, in my opinion.
I just think the MassCom thing to me is like, just like, listen, fucking let people play the grindy corp decks if they want to. Like, who cares? You know? And, like, it's not something... It's something that isn't, like... Listen, I don't even, like... I fucking don't even like playing against MassCom decks. It's one of my least favorite cards. But, like, here we... I feel like I gotta stand up for MassCom players because, like, no one else will. It's like, let people fucking play their cards.
Yeah, it's one, like, of those rare fun cards that has, like, the potential for unlimited value, which, you know, are dwindling fine. In the game.
I just think it's, like, such a fucking... It's what... it's just silly to me, you know?
I get it. But I get it, though.
And you just know that MassCom is... MassCom's never going to come off this ban list, ever.
Well, I don't think anything's ever going to come off this list, right?
Well, the list, yeah, well, that's... But, like, it's just, like, these are cards where it's, like, MassCom's one of those cards where you're, like, well, maybe, okay, it's too good now, but it'll come off in, like, a year and a half. It's never going to fucking come off.
Not with Built to Last being a thing anymore.
But it's just, like, you can just look at the history of the fucking committee and understand that they don't take cards off the list.
Who?
You know?
There's the empty spot there. Do you think... Can you nominate someone to go in there and shake things up? Who would that be?
I don't fucking know if it's possible. Can I talk about Game Changer very quickly?
Yeah, okay, sure. I'll keep thinking
I think this Game Changer thing is also just whack-em. You wanna know what they should have banned instead of Game Changer?
No, I really don't know. I haven't played this Game Changer deck in so long. I haven't seen it in JNet, so I don't know.
They should ban Vashron.
Yeah!
Vashron, it's like the fucking, it's like the root of the problem is Vashron. It's like, I feel like the moral of the story of the last year and a half is like, hey, listen, if you have a deck that fucking fucks with how many agenda points are in play, it's really toxic. It's why SSL got banned, it's why Asmari got banned, it's why Government Takeover got banned.
Yeah.
Like, every time there's a corp deck that can manipulate the number of points in the deck.
Even fucking, GFI, yeah.
I just think in some sense, it's like, listen, if you have a deck that doesn't care about value and is just about getting to a combo state, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They never have to pay the cost of Vashron. What they have done is put an agenda in a deck which is worth 0 points for the runner and 3 points for them in deck building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And 3 points when they need to score it out to win the game. And to me, it's like, listen, you know the number one thing, you know what the number one complaint from people who lose to Spombo is?
What the fuck just happened? I don't know.
I had 12 points of agendas in my score area, and then I got Game Changer out and lost.
Yeah.
Do you know why they had 12 points in their score area? Because they're playing fucking Vashron. You know?
Okay, my feeling on this is that Vashron's a way cooler card than Game Changer. So on that merit alone, I'm going to say you're wrong.
I do think that we will be back in this position in a year and a half.
Yeah.
Looking at another HB combo deck, being like, wow, it's so good to have fucking 10 points in your deck for the runner to steal. Huh. Mm. Who could have seen that? Like, 11. Wow, there's 11 points for the runner to steal in your deck. That's balanced. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to be in the same position. We're going to be in this. Vashron's going to be in the game for the next 3 to 4 years, right?
Yeah. I miss Film Critic, man.
Vashron doesn't work with Film Critic.
Oh, yeah,
and
it doesn't.
You also, it's like the traditional tech for Vashron is Imp Stargate, but now that Spin Doctor's in the game and Sprint, it's like easy to manipulate it.
Mm-hmm.
Every HB deck that doesn't care about value, cares about combo as a win con, which isn't necessarily a problem. Like, you want decks to win in a variety of ways. Every time you have a deck that doesn't care about tempo and care, like, it's just about like pushing for win condition, Vashon's gonna be busted in that deck. I've been playing Will's like HB fast advanced deck.
Yeah.
Vashon's disgusting in that deck. Because you just like score enough agendas that you're like, oh yeah, so like there's like 9 points in my deck, but like they can only hit three of them to win the game. So like, and when they hit this Vashon, I draw two again too.
Yeah.
Like, it just, to me, the game changer is like, ban is like short-sighted, basically. Because we're going to be in the same position in a fucking year and a half looking at another HP combo deck, and it's like, wow, it's Vashron again. It turns out being able to put 9 less points in your deck for the Runner's Steel is a problem. Who would have thought? And you know, like, how traditionally combo decks were beaten, like CI? You pressured them a ton and stole their agendas.
Yeah.
You can't do that versus Vashron.
Hmm.
There's a card in Magic the Gathering called Summoning Pact.
Why? No. Why are you bringing this up?
Because it illustrates a point. There's a card in Magic the Gathering called Summoning Pact, okay?
Okay.
It's like 0 mana. Mm-hmm. You search your library for a green creature card, reveal it, and put it into your hand, right? So you get the 2D deck for creatures. This is very powerful on a combo deck, because if your combo card is a green creature, it's very good, right?
Yeah.
It costs 0 mana, which is fucking insane in Magic for something that costs 0.
Sure.
However, at the beginning of your next upkeep, if you don't pay 4 mana, you lose the game. So you're essentially deferring the cost, right?
Right.
Okay. And no one ever pays the Summoning Pact cost, because what you do is you only play Summoning Pact if you know it's going to win you the game.
Oh, absolutely. Right? Yeah.
It's the same fucking thing with Vashron. The points don't matter. Like, putting the counters on is just window dressing, because you're about to win the game, you know?
When you
don't pay the cost, it's busted.
I know what you're saying, and like, but is Vashron the thing that is uplifting HB as a whole, that if you got rid of it, the faction would drop down and be more equal to the others? Or, you know, is it all these different tools they had? Like,
no, but I think,
or
I think,
like
I
Seamless, think, like, a, you know.
But I do think that if you're going to target the Spombo deck, the problem is Vashon, the problem isn't Game Changer.
Well, and now that there's no Game Changer, there's no Spombo deck, so problem solved.
But my
solved.
Point is, well, sure, but it's not a problem solved. It's like you're putting out a fire in the living room, but there's a fire in the kitchen.
Yeah,
like,
but,
it's not a process that is fucking reasonable. You can't just every 5 months be like, okay, we'll put the fire out, and then like add 6 more cards to the ban list every 5 months.
I think this is in some ways disagreeing with what you were saying, that there's like this ideal balance doesn't exist, and you do always just need to keep, you know, balancing power here and there. And I think
what this communicates to me is a lack of a long-term vision.
The thing about the ban list, it's always going to be second fiddle to like the new cards coming out, right? It is a stopgap solution.
I disagree 100%.
Really?
I think the ban list has way more influence in some sense over how meta should shape.
Hmm.
Imagine if they took crowdfunding Liza, Brian Stinson, and Jinteki PU off the ban list.
Oh,
what
damn.
Would be more important, the gateway cards or the ban list?
Yeah, okay.
Well, there we go. It's like the ban list has an incredible amount of power in how the meta shape. Because they get to say which cards you can use or not. They can essentially unprint a card. Like, it's an incredible amount of power and shape and like influence in how meta shape out. Like, we're going to fucking be in the same position with Vashron in a year or so.
I think people and look Game forward
got
to
banned
it
for,
because
Game Changer
we'll
got
have
banned
to do
nothing.
Another podcast.
We'll have to do another. Like, I'm okay, you understand what I'm trying to say here.
No, so. I do. But I think there's the counter argument exists, and like the reason for all these being on there makes sense, but I see what you're saying. Perhaps they are not stepping back, seeing the whole picture, maybe targeting things that would more holistically bring the balance into the place that they're looking for.
I just also think, like, even as like an, like, regardless of, I think they banned the wrong cards and affected the wrong decks. Like, I think substantively this will make a worse meta. Straight up. The number of decks you can play will narrow. If you didn't think it was HB or die before, it's HB or die now. Like, seriously. And it's going to be runner favored, because now the runners don't have to like tech for Spombo or BTL, and you can just play it like, I'll just tell people straight up, if I had to you can play Apoc Lu or 4-9 and beat PD most of the time if you really grind out the matchups, especially Apoc Lu. You can look at Asgard's list on Netmare DB and just play it versus Apoc Lu, play out the lines, go for the Apocs, contest the remote when you can. You will fucking, I fucking never lose to PD, straight up. And on the Corp side, it's like PD or HP Fast Advance, and that's it. Like, I've been playing, trying to play other Corp decks, and they don't make any sense in the face of 4-9 and Lou. You just can't beat those decks. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, they got worse because you lost Engram Slot Machine. It feels like not only are they like, hey, we're going to dictate to you a meta, but also that meta is, like, that meta is just PD and HP Fast Advance. You know, like, that meta is just two things on the Corp side.
Hear me out, Eric. Look, yeah. What if they're playing a game on a level that we don't even understand? Maybe this is intentionally bad, because you know what the ban list doesn't affect?
What doesn't it affect?
Startup.
They want to drive. They get a torpedo standard.
They've been saying it. They're like, we have to get rid of the FFG cards. It's got to be all Nisei. Oh, check this out. Standard format sucks now? Hey, I have a solution for you. Play Startup. Oh, it's all Nisei cards? What a coincidence.
That is the only reason. This is the only way these cards decisions make sense.
I think we figured it out.
I just don't fucking, like, I'm going to be like, okay, listen.
I'm listening.
I'm going to preface this by with a bit of a fucking speech. Ready?
Go.
I know that being on the banlist committee is hard. That you're trying to please a lot of different people in a lot of different ways. I know it also sucks to produce a ban list and have people fucking shit on it, especially when you've worked hard. Like, I have no doubt. I mean, I know that publicly, the ban list committee people have been like saying, like, we're not super thrilled with how this list came out.
Yeah.
Right? They've said that. They're in a tough position. I don't dispute that. So, and it's not personal. It's tough. I understand. Like, I understand because I've been in that position. But holy fuck, this is a bad ban list, dude. It's really fucking bad. Like, really, really bad. I haven't seen one this bad in a while. And to come off of Salvage Memories, which was pretty fucking awful, and then turn around and produce this is like, I don't have a lot of faith in their ability to make good decisions. Like, straight up, you know?
I totally forgot how much we shit on Salvage Memories.
like we all just, like, we all, like, fucking, like, tried to surgically remove those months from our memory because it was so bad. Like, this is, like, you know, it's just like, it's like, when I saw these, I was like, yeah, government takeover mass con ban brought to you by the same people who thought OP prison was the archetype to bring back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just like, what is the decision? Like, in some sense, it's like, I just feel like, at least as from like emotionally, from a player perspective, how the fuck did government takeover get banned? You know? Like, can we step back for a second and be like, what the fuck's going on? How? How did that happen?
I don't understand. And then, like, I don't understand why either one of those two cards is not enough of a slap into the dick to Built to Last to not make it top tier anymore. But both? What the fuck?
In some sense, in the consideration section, like, Fully Up in CyberDeck Sandbox, like, I fucking think Fully Up's a bit of a meme, like, whatever. I think it's in the realm of reasonability.
Yeah.
Banning Rashida is literally a JNet casual take.
Haven't we talked about how you thought Rashida was sort of kind of a problem in the corporate space just because it just gives you way too much gas?
Okay, think of it like this. Ready, Phil?
Yeah.
When you go into a coma, they put a tube down your dick so you can pee.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a catheter, right?
Have you been in a coma, Eric?
No, but I've had...
Just wondering. But,
they put a catheter in your... Well, it's not in your dick. It's in your urethra. Sorry, I should be gender inclusive. They put a catheter up your urethra.
Yeah.
Which is fucking painful. And it's invasive and it's awful. No one wants to have a catheter, right? No one wants to have a catheter. But also, you need a fucking catheter in that circumstance. Like, if you're in a coma or, like, in a medical situation, we need a catheter. It has to fucking happen. Yeah. There's no other way. Rashida is like the catheter of Netrunner cards.
Still?
We don't...
The corps are still in that position where they need Rashida?
I think if you took Rashida away, the fucking game would kind of fall apart. Like, straight up, the game would just start to, like... You would just realize that, like, wow, there aren't any corp win cons, and the runner value is insane, and runners would run over corps.
Hmm. Interesting.
Straight up.
Interesting.
But, like, so Rashida is, like, the catheter of Netrunner cards. Like, we don't fucking want her, but we need her. And it's, like, I feel like it's, like... Vanilla? Motherfucker, Vanilla?
I've always hated Vanilla. You should not be able to res ice for zero that does anything good.
It fucking costs you a click to install, and it breaks for one.
It's yeah, fucking eventually. Fine. I don't know. Well, bring back Quandary. That was a good one. Vanilla.
It's the same.
Quandary costs one.
Oh, I'm sorry, my God. It's the pinnacle of balance. Never mind.
It is.
Holy fuck, it's not. It's fine. It's like fine. Even if vanilla's good, it's just like, how the fuck would that ever get its way onto a ban list?
It's digging deep for bans, and it's obviously targeting like the rush decks, right?
I'm sorry, I'm just reading these cards. A government takeover? Really? What the fuck?
Do you think government takeover will come off the list?
It's gonna rotate before it gets saved. Which is why, by the way, this fucking doesn't make any sense either. It's like, oh God, it doesn't make any sense. It's just like, what is the fucking thought process? I don't know.
I don't fucking play test. I have no clue.
Like, what? Like, God, I just don't understand.
Say, okay. You and me, we start Nisei 2.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, okay.
I'm going to do design, so don't worry about that. You're in charge of playtesting. How do you approach the MWO playtesting? Do you go sort of top down and say, this is what I want the game to look like? We're going to ban these, and these. Or do you go the other way, saying, this is what it looks like now. This is what's affecting it. How do we shift it? How do we shift the current state to be what we want to be? Or do you, you know, decide, this is what I want. How do we get there? I don't know. How do you approach it?
I think you have to be like, listen, the role of the NWL is to prune the excesses of the format. It's to be like, listen, I'm not going to tell you how to play your cards, but like, if the decks that exist are negatively impacting the format in terms of like affecting deck diversity or player experience in a big way, and they can't be beaten, like they need to step in. But like, I think being prescriptive about it is like really paternalistic, and it's just, you just got to let people like sort of solve. Like, this coming out 3 months after Gateway, by the way, is just like, I feel like the meta isn't even close to solve. And it's just like, no, you don't understand. Here's the meta we want you to play in. You know, it's just like, this could have developed more. I think if I was like in charge, I would do less frequent updates and be less, have the goal of having like less cards in the ban list overall and be less invasive about the bans I do.
Like, I don't know about the less frequent updates. I feel like if it was less, we would complain about it. Like, quarterly isn't crazy, especially at the rate that cards are coming out.
Every 3 months.
Yeah.
Every 3 months is really fast.
That's about, 10 games of Netrunner for me.
I just think every 3 months is like you're not letting the meta breathe or like develop.
That's interesting, because I often feel like, We're two weeks into a new meta, and it's like, okay, well, now everyone's playing the same games. And then maybe there'll be a major tournament where there's a Zag, and there'll be a new thing.
That's exactly it. Like, the BTL deck came out because of that major store champ.
Right.
And now it's like a fucking a meta force that needed to be banned, but it didn't even exist like a month or two ago. I think I would sort of frame it within the competitive season and be like, listen, we're going to do a ban list update like after store champ season, but before like regionals nationals, and then do one before worlds, but try and have a light touch just to like sort of prune away the excesses, and then not do another ban list update before the store champ season. So do it like 3 times a year.
It's interesting. Proposing it be in sync with the competitive season, it has to be in response
to the competitive season. Cause it doesn't make any sense. It has to be in response to the competitive meta. That's what the ban is supposed to do. It's curating the competitive side of the game. I do think that I would have a lighter touch. In the Spombo case, I think it makes a lot of sense to intervene on Spombo. On the Built to Last thing, I would have to do a lot of playtesting. It's not clear to me that something is needed. If something's needed, I would ban like Masscom or something maybe. I don't know if I would have done the Slot Machine Engram Flush Fairchild 3 thing. I probably would say, Like if I had to do this balance update, I'd be like, okay, we're gonna ban Vashram, we're gonna ban Masscom. Engram, Slot Machine, and Fairchild 3 aren't gonna be banned right now, but they will be banned before the next set comes out, so keep an eye on it.
Okay.
But we're not doing it right now because we think it would like affect overall meta health. Maybe you could ban like Sandbox and Laborites or something. You'd probably ban Laborites just like tune. And then like you can take a bunch of cards off this list.
Right now, do you have any other cards on your personal watch list?
Personal watch list in terms of like the meta?
Yeah, like what you think is... Okay, let me just cut to it. Border control?
No.
Ban?
No.
No?
No, I think like if there's a card that I would watch, it would be... I think within the next year, Cyberdeck Sandbox will be banned for sure. Like whether it should be or not, I think it just will be because there's the community will to do so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the big one. Personally, I'd rather see Seamless Launch go. I don't know if it needs to. It's an interesting discussion. I think Laborites also probably will need to be banned at some point.
It's reasonable.
I think just giving Anok that much recursion is like problematic in the long run.
They'll always find a way to fuck us over with it. Fucking Anarchs.
Recursion's really good. It's like one of the most powerful things you can do in Netrunner.
Yeah.
It's just been historically true. It's true now. But yeah, so like, I don't know. I'm going to play in a store champ on the 26th.
Okay. Yeah. What? Give us some scoops. What are you going to play?
I'm going to play HP Fast Advance and Anarch Glue.
Okay. So I counter you by playing the exact same decks?
Yeah.
Sweet.
But I'm going to play those decks because they're busted. I'll be right back, Phil. Can you pause the recording?
No, but I'll just delete everything in the middle here. Or maybe I won't. We'll see.
I'll be right back 1 second.
Yeah. I'll just keep chatting here. What's Phil been up to? Phil, he's hanging out with the babies. Well, it's really just one baby. She's great. You guys would love her. I'm really tired right now. We decided to record at like 10 on the Saturday this came out. What the fuck are we thinking about? We have opinions we have to put out in the world. That's what's going on.
Sorry.
It's okay.
No, but I'm gonna play Apoc Lu and HP Fast Advance. I think the meta is basically this. On the Corp side, it's HP Fast Advance because it's good against Apoc and 4-9. Mm-hmm. And PD. The PD deck I don't think is very good versus 4-9 or Apoc Lu, but I think people will continue to play it because it's like popular. And it beats a lot of shitty runner decks that people are going to play anyway. Mm-hmm. And I think that the best runner is probably some version of Apoc Lu or 4-9 that has tech for the HP Fast Advance deck. Like, that's just the meta. And I think anything else is a troll. Like, playing anything else is trolling. Why would you? Why would you not play? I think playing anything other than HP is fucking a straight meme. Like, you're trolling everyone if you try to do that. It's silly. You should play HP.
Am I an idiot for thinking Chrysium Grid is good?
It's like, the problem with Chrysium Grid is like, they just run and trash it all, and you have to commit so much time and resources to the centrals, and then they just go to Laborites 3 Liberated back into the deck, click the Liberated down, and you're in the same position.
Hmm.
So you don't have the time to like, ice your centrals, pay for and install the Chrysium, and also push out of the remote before they can money up again.
Right. That's scary.
You know, I just don't think it makes sense.
What are we gonna do against all these runners, man?
I think, like, honestly, fucking play a different card. It's so bad. It's gonna be bad. It's gonna be like, well,
fine just playing a bad card. That's fine.
In some sense, it's just like, I don't understand what the future is gonna be. Do you think the next ban list is gonna be better?
I don't know. When is Bashes coming out? They still haven't told us.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. It's up in the, I mean, it's tough to, like, being in these is tough, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the status, I'm not a tester anymore. I don't know what the status is. I mean, yeah. I assume they'll announce it soon.
I would hope so. I think that would, even aside from all these balance issues, I think that would put a lot of pep in people's steps just to get a little news of what the future holds.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways.
Oh, did you want to do Canadian Politics Corner?
Motherfucker. I always want to do Canadian Politics Corner.
Like, I really kind of hope that the SBL commitments don't listen to this episode.
They for sure do. At least some of them.
Well, it's fine. I mean, I'm going to get you not to censor it this
time. We're not going to... Yeah, we've been shitting on them for like 3 hours. We'll probably cut it down to like 1 hour.
Yeah. Again. Okay. Manitoba, baby. We're number one.
I know! Alberta, what happened?
Yeah, you're fucked, Alberta. Number one COVID cases per capita in North America. We're the best.
Good job, Manitoba.
We're always the best. Oh, we're fucking crushing that here,
You got there.
I live in a fucking hellscape of a province where I basically fucking go to work and come home and that's it. And it's awful.
How's the rollout? Did you get jabbed yet?
Yeah, it's like fine in Winnipeg. Like I'm probably getting my second dose in like late July, but like the uptake in Winnipeg's fine, but like outside of Winnipeg, you know, they fucking don't believe in science, so it's like the uptake rate's like 15 to 20%.
No way. Oof. And that's not just distribution issues. Oof.
No, it's not. It's just no one wants to take. Like there's like in like the rural, like, you know, in the rural districts, so not districts, but like
Just smaller towns. Yeah, it's like is this the proof that conservatism has failed us? I think yes. Like a wave of anti-science, sucks. But now, like the fucking
this was the proof. This was the proof you needed. Like up until now, you were like, maybe it's gonna work.
Maybe no, we like, should it's, hate it's, on scientists. Oh no, maybe I was wrong. No, it was always terrible. But like this is tangible fucking results of that.
It's brainworms. It's like it's fucking brainworms. That's what it is. Like I mean, listen.
I'm listening.
The fucking our government is awful. Truly, like I'm so in some sense, I'm glad I'm moving away. Like this province is fucking awful. The fact, like people are willing to take like an extra 400 G, they reduce the fucking amount of money you have to pay in property taxes to schools, and so people got that as a refund this year as like a $500 check.
Yeah,
people in the suburbs and like or outside the city center are fucking willing to take a $500 check and sell teachers and doctors down the river. That's basically it. Like, yeah. Listen, I'll tell you, I had my wisdom teeth out earlier this month, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously didn't go well, because I have a fucking bleeding disorder. I had to go to the ER 3 times.
Oof.
2 of them serious, 1 of them, like, life-threateningly serious, okay?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, I had to have fucking emergency surgery. Like, it was very close.
God
like, damn. I had bled a lot. Yeah. And the nurses have been without a contract for years. They fucking cut a bunch of nurses right before the pandemic. These nurses, like I'm in the ER, these nurses, they're fucking working 16-hour shifts. They don't get to take breaks because they have to work through the fucking, because of the COVID case numbers. And it's like they're dealing with fucking people who like have COVID but won't get vaccinated and refuse to admit that it's COVID.
Yeah.
I've been in the ER. I'm talking to these nurses. They're trying their best, but they're so overworked. You know, and it's because of what the government's doing. They fucking voted to go on strike a week ago, last
good
week.
Good for it's them. Like, yeah, God. I saw that.
Good for them. Like, it's just like, it's dystopic, you know? It's dystopic. It's what this province is doing. And I have friends that are teachers. It's not better for the teachers either. It's dystopic what's going on in this province, honestly. Like, pals are straight up running it into the ground.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's those, like, short-term little, like, oh, hey, here's $500, but yeah, the future's not looking so bright after that.
They started fucking privatizing public parks.
Oh no, holy shit. Yeah, that's on the roadmap here, I feel, but they won't admit it.
It's like, I'm just kind of happy to move to a province that's fucking not dog shit. Like, straight up. The government sucks. I am usually not this doom and gloomy about politics, but like, it really feels like our government just fucking sucks. And I don't have confidence in the NDP to necessarily win the next election.
It's tough. The right has to splinter for them to have a chance, which is the unfortunate reality
Western
Canada right now. Yeah,
it's just filled with despair about it. It's awful.
No, it sucks for you, man. The good news in Alberta.
Yeah.
No, there's a silver lining for me at least. Yeah, you're fucked. Okay, but over here in Alberta,
hit me.
Kenny, at his lowest approval ever, the right Wild Rose Party 2 Electric Boogaloo is happening, baby.
Fuck yes.
20% of Albertans are into Dig Wild Motley. Rose 2.
No, that's so good. Dig Notley out of the ground. We need the fucking reanimator for another run, yes. Maybe.
No, she's still kicking. She's still fucking.
I like Notley. Notley is like, Notley she's so is also like, listen.
Tell me.
She is like a very right-leaning leftist.
Oh, yeah. In terms of leftists, it's like, I don't know if you'd qualify for leftist in that many other places, but it's good enough for Alberta, baby.
No, I feel like, because she is kind of like in the classic tradition of the NDP, which is like, workers' rights and really, that's it. You know, like, don't ask us about our views on social issues.
no, but she's been pushing.
She's kind of like the Liberals. I feel like she's like a Liberal, really.
Almost more, yeah, except Liberals in Alberta have like 1% support, which is like so laughable.
I think a lot of that is like not only the political landscape, but also just fucking, they'll never shake the Trudeau legacy.
Ever. No, absolutely not. People still hate Trudeau Senior here, like.
Yeah, I'm glad. I mean, them splintering is the way Notley's going to win an election. I'll bet it straight up.
Speaking of Trudeau, though, I would love it. I'd love it. Look, everyone here would probably lose their job over it, but National Energy Program 2, just to piss off the rednecks. Ugh, that'd be a headline. All I want for Scoopsmiths, NEP2. Do it. Do it, Trudeau. Ugh, shall we call it?
Yeah, this is kind of like another Doom episode, but like, I'll stop being a Doomer when the game gets better, you know?
Okay, one thing Nisei could do to bring a smile to your face, to mm-hmm. bring you back from the brink, just like the nurses did, what would it be?
I
thought we lost you there. Oh man, I was scared.
like realistically, or like
pie in the sky, magical Christmas.
Put a new bandless committee together
with new members and start over. That's spicy as fuck.
That's true. Start over. Oh. Fucking start over. Straight up, just fucking start over. It won't happen.
Yeah, Lori, come on the next episode. Come argue, and we'll call it there.
That's never going to, nor should happen for both of us. I don't have anything against the people on the committee, but it's like, fuck, dude. If they're not batting 100 out here, I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah, we've heard it throughout the past hour. We get it, Eric. We get it. Okay, let's put this to a close. I won't go to sleep. I'm tired, man.
Night, Phil.
Okay. Good night, Eric. Good night, everyone else. Go to bed, even if it's the morning. Even if you just got up, you woke up, you started listening to this, don't go to bed. All right, see ya.
Go to fucking bed. The shadow.